On this episode of Digital Signage Digest, we'll be discussing recent broad sign acquisitions and what they mean for the company going forward, what digital signage software company KitKast has to offer, and what to look forward to at Infocom 2019.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
This is Digital Signage Digest episode number 4, Software Platforms.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
I'm Lynn Raleen, and this is Digital Signage Digest, the AV Nation TV show that looks at the news and issues of the digital signage market. With me today is Adam Green, Senior Vice President and General Manager at BroadSign, Pavel Fedakovich, PR and Social Manager at KitKast, and Megan Dutta, Content Director of Systems Contract News. Welcome to the show. It's wonderful to have you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
We'll be discussing the recent BroadSign acquisitions and what they mean for the company going forward. So let's dive right in. Adam, last month, BroadSign acquired a fellow Montreal-based software company, Ayuda Media Systems. And just last week, the company acquired out-of-home media buying firm Campsite. What is the significance of these acquisitions to BroadSign?
Aside from an enormous amount of work to put the three companies together, our hope is that this gives us the scale that we need, both in terms of customers and in terms of technology, to be the best possible solution for out-of-home media owner customers when it comes to their tech stack, that we can offer them as fulsome a solution as possible to run the back end of their business.
And how do you think that these acquisitions would augment your standing in the digital signage channel? Is this a nationwide or a worldwide effect?
Oh, these are both definitely global plays. Campsite really only had a Canadian footprint to date, whereas Ayuda was a global player. But we're looking at it in terms of the people and the technology, as well as the existing customer base. Mm-hmm. So even though Campsite, for example, is a domestic Canadian player, we see very broad applicability of some of the stuff that they've built to other markets. And Ayuda obviously is already a global player.
Right. And how are you going to absorb them into BroadSign? What does it mean for the newly acquired staff and ongoing company operations?
That is the million bottle of Tylenol question, as anybody who's ever been through an integration can tell you. So we do plan on merging them into one entity. For the moment, we are running Ayuda as a separate division and Campsite as a separate division while we figure out exactly what that looks like. I would expect us to have answers over the course of the next, call it 2 months, that we'll be able to bring out to market to give a little more clarity as to how the businesses are going to be pushed together. I think for now, for the existing staff, it frankly doesn't mean a whole lot, except you have a whole bunch of new colleagues to get to know and new products and processes to get to know. And then over the next couple of months, we'll figure out what's the best way to push those together. And we have some ideas. We obviously, going into this process, had some ideas as to what that will end up looking like. But, as with any big purchase, whether it's a house or a company or anything, once you own it and you start to look at it, some of your original assumptions turn out to be false, and you have to proceed in slightly different way.
Right.
But we will make them one organization over time.
Okay. So with these acquisitions, how do you think BroadSign is going to play in the out-of-home market going forward? What are your plans with this new integration of these two companies? Let's say for the next, what's your 5-year plan, or what do you see in the near future coming down?
Well, I would, there's some pretty obvious knowns, which is we're going to continue to build out our product set for digital out of home and to make sure that we can offer more value both in the sort of back end content management system ad serving world where we came from, but also in the lead to cash workflow, which is where our programmatic solution plays, it's where our direct product plays, it's where a bunch of Yuta's products play, as well as all of Campsite's business. So I'd expect us to keep building that out, as well as our newly acquired static functionality, something that we never did before, and static or classic or whatever people want to refer to it as, but you know, paper and vinyl, that world, I don't think that's going away anytime soon. And it was a part of the industry that we didn't really have a solution for. We had some nascent functionality within our direct sales product that addressed it, but it was not particularly fulsome. And Ayuda brings some very significant expertise and product depth to that. Mm-hmm. I would expect us to build, you know, keep building that out as well.
Okay, great. Pavlo, can you tell us a little bit about what KitKast is and what separates it from digital signage content management and integration system software that we see on the market right now?
Yes, sure. So KitKast is a digital signage software designed primarily for the Apple TV. Briefly, it's all about speed, efficiency, security, and reliability. These are the pillars that we stand on. Technologies and innovation are always on the first place for us. Apart from Apple TV, we work on every other platform like Windows and Android. So if we're talking about our main goals on this digital signage market, digital signage industry, our main goal would be to positively change the whole digital signage landscape using innovation and simplicity.
Right.
So another thing about KitKast, as we like to call it, is that it's the silver bullet for the IT teams. So it's a very easy to use, intuitive solution. However, it's a really powerful solution as well.
Why did you choose Apple TV as the foundation of this software system?
All right, so we really love Apple, and we really love what Apple did with Apple TV. For under $200, you have a really powerful device that can be easily used for any digital signage needs, starting from the small business, medium business, to the enterprise needs. So first of all, what we like in Apple TV is the reliability of the device. For example, to give you our experience in using it for our company, we've been around for about 4 years now, and we never had any single issue with Apple TV as a device with our clients. So we work with the small businesses, medium businesses, and we started working with enterprises with screens starting from like 1,000 screens, and Apple TV runs smoothly, and we really love it.
Was this something that you went into as you were building the company, as you guys were building the company, is it something that you went into knowing you wanted to work with Apple TV and then making it compatible with other media players? Or did that kind of evolve in the process of creating the company?
Actually, we started with this idea of doing digital signage with Apple TV because we saw a big potential in that device for digital signage. And we saw that what it lacked when we created our software is basically the software that could use all the potential of the device and bring it to the next level. So I would say KitKast is this combination of the principles that Apple puts into designing their products and the highest quality digital signage solution that is now on the market.
So who is your target audience for using this? I mean, you said it works with other systems, so it's not exclusive to Apple TV users. So how do you create a target base, and how easy is it to use across the board?
All right. So as I said, there are two components to the success, I would say, of KitKast. First, it's the device itself, as Apple TV is. But a very important part is the software. And we're really proud of our software, which can satisfy the majority of needs businesses need right now in digital signage. That's why, as for our target audience, we started with the small and medium businesses. But right now, we're shifting more to enterprise. Okay. And we're focusing on this part of the market. There are many problems that we see right now, many challenges that the enterprise faces in their digital signage. And we are ready to solve.
Tell us a little bit about those. What are some of the challenges you've encountered on the enterprise level that you think KitKast can get in there and solve?
Mm-hmm. So first of all is the security issues. Many big enterprises, when they have thousands of screens, there is always an issue of leaks of the data protection. And with Apple TV as a closed ecosystem and our software and our content distribution system, which is completely secure, we actually solve this problem and solve this challenge for the enterprise. That's the first one. And the second one, I would say, is the deployment. Because when you have that large number of the screens, you would love to have, that's our clients speaking right now, you would love to have a smooth deployment of the whole digital signage network. And with KitKast as a powerful software and Apple TV as a very intuitive and easy to use device, we are solving this issue as well.
Okay. So how do you see it disrupting how digital signage content management usually works? What are you doing just a little bit differently that makes you stand out?
First of all, as I said, we have a very elaborate security within our program. Fracturing content, it's a very fast software. So this is one of the elements of disrupting. Then another issue is that we are proud to have a program, an app, that is really easy to use on one hand, and which is really powerful with what it can do in terms of content production, content design, and actually delivering the content to the screens and controlling the screens. Mm-hmm. So I would say these are the two elements of how we disrupt the industry right now. First of all, through the security, and secondly, through the simplicity, which has a powerful layer under it.
So, I was reading up on KitKast a bit, and you guys also offer installation services, correct? Do you guys offer, have someone come out and integrate the system?
Actually, about integrating the system, it's when you use Apple TV, it's really easy to install the whole system for the businesses themselves, because all you have to do is just connect the plug on Apple TV, download our app, and you have the digital signage network installed. What we do with the bigger businesses and the enterprise is we offer the customizable digital signage solutions. So we have a team which works individually with the businesses to create the digital signage they need. That includes, for example, white labeling and different customizable digital signage solutions that would fit perfectly for what they are doing. So we can work together to kind of create the digital signage network they need according to their customizable wishes. So that's what we're doing in that field.
Do you guys also offer content solutions in terms of helping companies brand and promote what they're selling through your network?
KitKat at the core of our content management system is this notion of smart templates. So probably that would be the first part of what you're saying, like we're giving businesses an ability to create stunning content themselves through our program. As for a direct branding consultancy, so far we haven't started doing that. But it's a very interesting field of work, and we would love to get into this, as we have right now a lot of experience in producing content, for example, for our social media, right, which was this year we were finalists on Shorty Awards with the best Instagram video, and we're really into creating content ourselves. Not necessarily for digital signage, but for our brand. So we see that as a potential expansion of what we do as a digital signage company.
I mean, that's kind of follows into my next question, which is, what are your future goals as a company, and how does your team plan to bring those goals to fruition?
So right now, as we are planning to expand and as we expand more into the enterprise market, we are focused on learning the pains that the enterprise has of using digital signage.
Right.
And really, if we're talking about the our future goal or our main goal right now, it is to, as we like to say, to fix the mess that happens in the industry right now. Because there are many solutions that are just not up to date. It is 2019, and we believe that innovation should be brought to the good old digital signage industry. And we have a know-how, we have a talented team, and all we need to actually change the industry is just time. So right. Every year we're expanding. And we're becoming better, and we are trying to make the industry better as well.
Thanks, Pavlo. I'd like to bring Megan Dutta into the conversation as we shift gears to Infocom 2019. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
So Infocom 2019 is approaching. This year will be held in Orlando from June 8th to June 14th at their convention center. And according to Infocom, there'll be more than 130 training sessions, as well as center stage talks focused on the role of AV in creating a better design world. Megan, what are you looking forward to at the show this year?
So one of the things I'm looking forward to, you just talked about, which is center stage. I think they have a lot of unique programs going on there, and especially that ones that can be applied to digital signage. Mm-hmm. They have several talks on two of the biggest markets right now, which are retail and hospitality. And they're really talking about creating experiences, which is what kind of where the digital signage market has gone. And then of course I'm excited, you know, just to see all my friends and network and meet new friends and go to AV Nation's AV Tweet Up.
Yeah. Speaking about center stage, two of the sessions that I earmarked and hopefully can make, as Megan well knows, my schedule is ridiculous. But I really want to visit in particular the Wednesday morning session, which is on the 14th, I believe, at the center stage, which is how online brands are changing brick and mortar retail. And that's going to be hosted by Healy Cipher of Zivlo and Noah Waxman at Cactus. And what that conversation promises to do is to move the needle away from fad tech to more meaningful integrations that benefit both the consumer and a retailer. So I think that would be one super interesting center stage talk. And like you, I haven't been to Infocom in quite a few years, so I'll be playing catch up with a lot of folks and really looking forward to seeing what the digital signage manufacturers are going to bring to the table on that score.
I actually saw Healy speak at Tide a couple of years ago, and he was amazing. I think you'll really enjoy that session. He talked a lot about like a store that didn't have really any merchandise. It was all digital. Like the whole thing is just totally transformative.
Yeah, I'm really interested. I mean, the thing is that when we talk about the retail experience, we really zoom in on experience and the fun kind of, you know, face value type things. But I have a feeling that that session will go a little bit more into, yeah, how to make that dynamic and interesting, which is really the fun aspect, but also just how is we as an industry working behind the scenes can make that more effective for the end user, for the consumer, and also the business owner. It's still a hugely developing aspect of digital signage and one that's really significant to the industry continuing to grow. Pavlo, what are you looking forward to at Infocom?
Oh, we love trade shows. We've been to DSE this year, and it was amazing experience for us. We had just so many conversations, so many new acquaintances, and just it's amazing. The energy of a trade show is what keeps us going and keeps us innovating, and we are really looking forward. And Infocom, it's much bigger event. I think that would be the first time we're participating in that. Mm-hmm. So we are super excited.
And what are you guys going to be presenting at your booth?
So we're presenting this newer and better version of KitCast, which is focused on enterprise. As I said earlier in our interview, we're going to display all the capabilities of our software. And we would be really excited to hear the industry voices and to exchange opinions. That's always an awesome chance to network and to be in the core of the industry, in the heart of what is actually happening.
Will you be able to break away from your booth to go experience some other things on the floor? What are you looking forward to outside of KitCast's booth?
Actually, I would love to, and our team members also would love to go on an exploration of Infocom. I don't know how it will go, because on DSE we were overwhelmed by visitors, and it was amazing, but that also means that you kind of have to decide whether to present your product or go into the field. However, we had a chance to walk around DSE a bit. We participated in a Women of Digital Signage launch, which was an amazing event. Mm-hmm. So for Infocom, me personally, I would love to go to the sessions if there would be time for that. I'm particularly interested in the ones about the AI, AR, and all these kind of newer technologies and how to use them in the digital signage field. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what is also very interesting is just touring around what other businesses are presenting.
Another one that I really wanted to highlight on the show was digital signage design with retail analytics, which is a huge topic for me as content director for Digital Signage Magazine, something that we've been looking at closely. And on that panel, this is another center stage discussion. I think it's about half an hour long. High Street Collective's Laura Davis Taylor and Adrian Weidman of StoreStream Metrics are going to be discussing that trend and how retail analytics is just kind of shifting the conversation in digital signage. Again, kind of tied into the earlier session on that same day about how we can use this experience to, you know, for the end user and the consumer, but also pushing digital signage technology to another level. Anything else we're looking forward to?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of that on the show floor. I'm sure NEC will be showing their Alp platform. I know Samsung / Harman has some software like that and a lot of other companies.
Yeah, I'm focused on digital signage, but I think that the other AV technologies, you know, smart home technologies and along with digital signage, I think that's all becoming part of a bigger conversation. And just about, I think we have something on AV Network site, a story on AV Network site about through Columbia University on how that collective use of all this technology, although we've broken it out into different channels, is really coming together to create a completely driven AV life. You know, no matter where you go, you're going to be encountering AV technology in some shape or form now. So I think Infocom will be a great place to see how that all comes together in various channels.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I'm, in terms of digital signage, another thing I'm really excited to see on the show floor is LED screens. And I know we say that before every show these days, but the technology is moving so fast. And at ISE, there was, you know, the standards, you know, there was like Apson, Samsung, they all had their applications, but there was a lot of companies that we hadn't heard of that had some pretty cool technology.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. And like I said, it'll be my first time back at Infocom, specifically focused on digital signage. So I expect to be pleasantly overwhelmed by the whole thing. Megan, do you know about the Tide Conference? Have you ever...
I've attended before. I didn't go last year, but I am going this year, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think you see just a different, it's not the typical AV conference where you are learning about just the nitty gritty of the technology. This is really forward thinking and different. And it's emceed this year by Jeff Day, who is an SCN Hall of Famer. He's a consultant now, and I think he has some really good ideas. I think he's really going to move the day along.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Bart Krezza, who did the projection mapping statue at ISE, is going to be there speaking about that project.
Yeah, I checked out their lineup. And again, because I'm an artist as well, they're focused on creative, how to creatively use these technologies for interactions through museums, retailers, events, and brands. Is something that's really intriguing for me. And they have a super lineup of talks and workshops as well. Again, checking into the retail experience, Trey Courtney of Mood Media is going to be heading up a workshop called The Impact of Senses on the Retail Experience. And then there's an interactive workshop hosted by tech professors from the University of Texas, Dallas School of Arts. And that's going to be focused on hands-on playing with this technology to create, you know, use creative ways of drawing people in these very specific areas. So I've not been to Tide before. I know it's co-located with Infocom. So I'm going to try to get over there. It's a one-day conference on June 11th. So hopefully we can all just pop in there for some of the sessions.
Go ahead, Pavlo. Tide seems like a very interesting conference to me and to us at KitKast, as we are actually big believers in the power of creative storytelling and in the power of creativity in digital signage as a whole. That's why this merge of two industries, AV and creative industry, is amazing, and it can lead to amazing results for businesses if they would apply the creative principles to how they design content, for example, or how they think about deploying, for example, the screens, because I'm also very excited about this designing for interaction session by Heidi Cooley, because digital signage is one of the integral parts right now in our world of cities. And what she's talking about is how you can design cities for interaction. Yeah. And I think that's a very interesting and worthwhile topic, as this smart city principle is upon us. There are many cities that are changing right now to this kind of a concept.
Yeah.
That's why it's a very, very worthwhile topic, and we're really excited about that.
Yeah, I think that what we're going to start seeing in the next couple of years is how much digital signage and AV technology in general is going to affect urban planning. We always talk about it in terms of wayfinding and advertising, but what if the reverse starts happening as well, where we're designing cities now around that, as opposed to being directional in the design. So I think that I'm going to try to get to that session, because I'm really interested. I live on a small island, island now, so urban planning is not a big part of, you know, my everyday consciousness. But being in New York all the time, it definitely begins to factor in. And I would love to see how that changes for newer cities and developing areas, how that comes into play. We're going to wrap up now. So I want to thank you all for joining us on Digital Signage Digest. Adam, thank you for joining us. Where can listeners find you on the web?
Constituents find me on the web? You can find me, all my handles are the exact same, Adam J.R. Green at whatever the thing is. So on Instagram, I'm not super active on Twitter anymore. I was once upon a time. But I haven't posted there in years, frankly. Our blog, you can expect comments from me there, and from my whole team, who are vastly smarter than I am.
Where can our listeners find you, Megan?
So you can find me online at avnetwork.com for all things SCN. You can follow us on Twitter at SCNMag, and I'm on Twitter at Megan A. Dutta. And just make sure when you're at the show to pick up a copy of your show daily. This was the first one experience. It was the first year we did this with the VIXA. And then the pre-show daily got mailed out, and there'll be a new one every day, so be sure to pick it up.
Yes, thanks, Megan. Pavlo, how can we find you online?
So just go to kitcast.tv for our main website. And also I invite you to check out our social media accounts. Every social media account stands for a different type of content, different concept. So find KitCast, just type in KitCast on Instagram, on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, we have Facebook. And for me personally, you can find my profile on Twitter at Pavlo Fedikovic. Just type in Pavlo Fedikovic and you will find me. Quite a difficult surname, but...
We'll have it on the website, so no one should have an issue finding you. Thank you both for joining me today. I'm Lenore Eileen, and you can find me on Twitter at LenoreDSM. For AV Nation, visit our website, avnation.tv. You'll find this show and a host of others. While you're there, please visit our supporters section. They're the companies that support us financially and help us bring you Digital Signage Digest, coverage of DSC, Infocom, and more. All that and more at avnation.tv. That's avnation.tv.